A president determined to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We are being invaded. We're being invaded by drugs, by people, by criminals, and we have to stop it.
Appears likely to be dealt a formal bipartisan rejection by the Senate.
There is no actual national security emergency at our southern border.
We must defend Congress's institutional powers as the founders hoped we would.
Congress has approved only a small fraction of the funds Trump requested to erect physical border barriers. By declaring a national emergency, the president aims to circumvent Congress and redirect billions of dollars, mostly from military accounts, to border wall construction. Some Republican lawmakers wholeheartedly back the move.
What we see happening along the border, the amount of drugs, the amount of deaths in America, the human trafficking that's coming across, the overwhelming problem there. So the president has the authority to do it.
But for Democrats and some Republicans, Trump's emergency declaration flies in the face of the U.S. Constitution and would set a dangerous precedent.
It would be a large step away from democracy and towards autocracy. We do not want a president, no American, to be able to just do things by decree and get around Congress.
The president's emergency declaration is ill-advised precisely because it attempts to shortcut the process of checks and balances by usurping Congress's authority. This resolution blocks that overreach.
Trump recently mocked such concerns.
Some good people, they're friends of mine, were very concerned with setting precedent. I'm very concerned with having murderers and drug traffickers and drugs and drug cartels pouring into our country.
The Senate has until the middle of the month to vote on the resolution of disapproval. Trump is sure to veto if it passes. Ultimately, it may be up to the federal courts to determine the fate of the national emergency declaration. Among the factors courts may weigh, the will of Congress, first in declining to approve border wall funding, and then in attempting to block the president's action. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.